Last time we were talking about the question as to what a person should do if Chatzos is coming quickly. He wants to have the Afikoman within the Zman of the Mitzvah, and he knows there's a Machlokas whether the Afikoman has to be eaten before Chatzos, so what's he supposed to do? So we mentioned that the Avnei Nezer has a very famous suggestion. He says that maybe you should eat the Afikoman on a Tanai. Eat the Afikoman before Chatzos and say, if Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is right, that the Afikoman has to be eaten before Chatzos, so this should be the mitzvah, this should be the Afikoman. And then wait until Chatzos, because Emaftir Nachamatz Afikoman, you're not allowed to eat anything after the Afikoman. And then you can continue your Suda, and you'll say another Tanai, that if the Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, that the Afikoman is eaten until Alos HaShachar, then you don't want the first Afikoman to be the mitzvah, but rather you'll eat the Afikoman at the end of Yasuda. After Chatzos, you'll eat another Afikoman, and you'll say, Lefi Rabbi Akiva, the second Afikoman should be the mitzvah. Zok the Avnei Nezer, in such a case, you're fine, you make it tonight, and then you won't violate any Isser, because even though Emaftir Nachamatz Afikoman, he assumes that halach only applies Bizman HaMitzvah, so if Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is correct, then that halacha only applies until Chatzos. So as long as you don't eat anything after the Afikoman before Chatzos, then you can continue eating your Suda, and you'll have another Afikoman, and you won't eat after the second Afikoman as well. That's what the Avnei Nezer wanted to suggest. So we were in the middle of discussing his second assumption. The first assumption, that Eim Aftir Nachamatz Afikoman only applies Bizman HaMitzvah, we discussed that yesterday at great length. But the second assumption that the Avnei Nezer is making is that you can make a Tanai and a Mitzvah. How does that work? How can you make a Tanai and a Mitzvah? So clearly he's assuming that Mitzvah Sichas Kavana. Kavana plays a role. So either he holds that Mitzvah Sichas Kavana, even by Mitzvahs of Achila, or he says that, even if we'll say that Mitzvahs ain't Sichas Kavana by Mitzvahs of Achila, but if you have Kavana Afuch, if you have negative Kavana, that'll be Mavatal, the Mitzvah. So since Kavana plays a role, you can make a Tanai in your Kavana, and that's going to be binding. The problem is that how can Tanoim work by mitzvahs in general? We know the Gemara in Ksubas and Afayin Dalet has the principle that Milsa the Lesser B'Shlichas Lesser B'Tanai, that if there's some kind of action that you're doing that you can't do Ayidei Shaliach, so then you can't make a Tanai for that. And we know, we pointed out from the Tosis Rid and the Ktzos, that Mitzvah Shebagufo, you can't do Ayidei Shaliach. You can't have someone sit in the Sukkah for you, or eat matzah for you, or put on tefillin for you. Either because the mice is not going to relate to you, it's viewed as a mice of the shliach, or because the mice has to be done to your body, and the shliach is doing it to his body. So either way, you can't do a mitzvah yidei shaliach, so how can you make a tanai? If it's milsad lesser b'shlichas, you shouldn't be able to make a tanai for the mitzvah. So the first answer we gave, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank quoted the Mishkanes Yaakov, who wanted to suggest that here, the reason why it's lesser b'shlichas, that's just a technical problem. That the mice is not going to relate to you, or because you're not the object of the mice mitzvah, but you're a bialim over this mitzvah. The principle of the Gemara in Ksuba is that milsad lesser b'shlichas lesser b'tanai, is that if you can't make a shliach in that mice, so that shows that you're not a bialim. Like in chalitza, the person is not a bialim on the chalos of chalitza. So if you're not a bialim, then you can't make a tanai. But in the case of mitzvahs, the reason why you can't make a shliach is sort of it's a zeitige issue, as we would say. It's a side issue. It's not fundamental. You really are a bialim in the mitzvah. So because you are a bialim in the mitzvah, even though technically you can't make a shliach, you will be able to make a tanai. That's the suggestion that the Mishkanes Yaakov wanted to offer. But we pointed out at the end of yesterday's shiur that not everyone is so convinced of this idea that you're really a bialim over the mitzvah just for some technical reason you can't make a shliach. Are you really a bialim over a mitzvah? In the case of Gittin v'Kiddushin, we can talk about you being a bialim. You know, the chalos kiddushin, a person's mekadesh and isha, he's creating the chalos kiddushin, he's creating relationship between himself and the woman. So you're a bialim over that chalos. The Torah gives you the koach to have a bialus over that chalos. In the case of a gerishin, the person's married to a woman, and he's divorcing the woman. So he's a bialim to sever the relationship that he has with her. He's a bialim on that chalos. But can we say that you're a bialim over a mitzvah? The Torah is mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzvah, the mitzvah, and you have to do the mitzvah, so you do an action, but are you a bialim over a mitzvah? You're in control of the mitzvah? The Torah really is in control of the mitzvah. The Torah sets forth the parameters of how to perform that mitzvah. You're not really doing anything except the ma'isa mitzvah itself, so why should we call you a bialim? The whole idea of the Mishkanes Yaakov is built on the fact that he assumes that you really are a bialim in the mitzvah. There's no one else here, it's only you, so the mitzvah is all about you, so mistami, you're a bialim over the mitzvah. But others feel like, why should I assume that you're a Bailim? Yes, you're the one who has to do the Maisa Mitzvah, but why should that define you as a Bailim? You're not really in control. The Torah is really in control. So if you're not a Bailim, then Hadra Kusha Leduchta, then the question comes back. If you're not a Bailim, so then according to Tosus and Ksubas, how can you make a Tanai? How can you make a Tanai if you're not a Bailim over this Mitzvah? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Bailim. The Torah is a Bailim. It's like Chalitza. The Torah is a Bailim to create the Heter Chalitza. The person does the Maisa Chalitza, but the Torah creates the Heter Chalitza, and that's why he's not viewed as a Bailim. He can't make a Shliach. He can't make a Tanai. Mitzvahs are no different. There's no Chalos by a Mitzvah Bechlal. So who says that you're a Bailim at all? The Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Bailim. So if you're not the Bailim, then how can you make a Tanai? So someone has suggested that maybe the real answer to this question is that you don't really need a Tanai. All that the Avnei Nezer is saying is that if you formulate this kind of a condition, you formulate a Tanai saying that you want the Afikoman to be fulfilled either before Chatzos or after Chatzos, according to all the different Shitas, then that works. But he's not saying it works midin Tanai. We're not invoking the halacha of Tanai that we apply in Kol HaTorah Kula. He's really saying something different. What do I mean? The Gemara in Nazir, on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara in Nazir talks about a case of Naziris al Tanai. If you have the packet, number 31, please turn to the Gemara so we can look on together. The Gemara in Nazir says like this, Amar hareini Nazir al Menashe Shehei Shose Yayin Umitam Elameisim Harezen Nazir Va'ozir Va'ozir Va'kulam. Someone who says, Hareini Nazir, Amanashe, Shose Yayin, I'm going to drink wine, I'm going to be Metamila Mason. Meaning, he wants to be a Nazir, but he doesn't want to have his Naziris conform to the rules of the Torah. We know that a Nazir is not allowed to be Metamila Mason, he's not allowed to drink wine. So this guy says, I want to be a Nazir, but I want to be able to violate Dine Naziris. So says the Gemara, he is a Nazir. And he's also a Kula, meaning that Tanai didn't work. It's Tanai Batel Umay Sakayim. The Tanai is completely irrelevant. The Tanai is Batel. It's Masna Mashakaz Batara. He made a Tanai against the Dine Atara. That doesn't work. But the rule is that when the Tanai is Batel, if he didn't formulate the Tanai properly, the Tanai is Batel, but the Maisa is still Kai. That's what the Gemara says. So Frektos is Vimtoma Vatebagli, the Nazir is Yafsha, the Kayim Ali, the Shaliach. The begin of tonight, do me the bnei God of bnei Reuven. Shnis kaima ma'isali de Yoshua shayeshliach Moshe. Pektaisvus, you can't have a naziris ayde shaliach. I can't accept upon myself to be a nazir, and you'll let your hair grow long. I have to let my hair grow long. I can't be metamel mesim. I can't drink wine. I can't say that I'll be a nazir, and you'll fulfill that naziris for me. So says Tosvus, if it's not efshel kaima ayde shaliach, so then you can't make a tonight at all. Why do we need the rule of Masna Mashakasu Batorah? The Tanai is Batel anyway, because you don't have a koach to make a Tanai Bechlal. Even if you could be Masna Mashakasu Batorah, it shouldn't work anyway. We should say Tanai Batel Maisakayim. So what's the Gemara picking up from Masna Mashakasu Batorah? I don't need that Svara. It's Eif Shalakayim Ayide Shaliach. Memela, you can't make such a Tanai, so the whole thing doesn't get off the ground Bechlal. What does the Gemara need Masna Mashakasu Batorah for, says Tosfos? Says the Torah, no. Even though technically you can't have someone else observe the Naziris for you, he can't grow his hair long, he can't have a prohibition of Tumala Mesim and not drink wine, but because you can send the Karbonos through someone else, you know, part of the Naziris is that after you're Noig Naziris, Stam Naziris Shloshim Yom. So if you make a Stam Naziris Hareini Nazir, then you're a Nazir for 30 days. After 30 days, you got to bring Karbonos. So bringing Karbonos is part of the Chalos Naziris. You can't do certain things. You can't violate the prohibitions of Naziris. And after the Naziris is over, after the Malos, after this period of time is over, then you have to bring Karbonos. So since you can bring the Karbonos Ayadei Acher, says Tosis, that's like Efshel Akayim Ayadei Shaliach. We view Naziris as Efshel Akayim Ayadei Shaliach. So therefore, you can make a Tanai. So you can't say that the Tanai is Batel because you have no right to make the Tanai. No, you can make the Tanai. So that's why the Gemara had to come on to the idea of Masna Mashakas Batar to explain why the Tanai is Batel of Maisakayim. This is Tosis and Nazir's suggestion to answer this Kasha. But the Ramban in Bava Basra offers a different answer. This is on page 8 in the packet. He says, V'ikal amedek nami Tanai sheben Nazir hechi hava Tanai. How can you have a Tanai and Naziris? The Gemara talks, the Mishnah is talking about cases of Tanai and Naziris. How does that work? Bari Kol Tanai, Shiev Shalasa Sayyide Shaliach, Lav Tanayu, Kedamin and Lenin Chalitza. If it's Yev Shalakayim Ayyide Shaliach, then there is no Tanai. So how can there be Tanai and Naziris? The Yesh Omrim says the Ramban Avort. Says the Ramban, when do we have the whole institution of Tanai, the Chiddush HaTorah of Tanai, that really you did a Maisa? And when you do a Maisa, you really have das that this Maisa should work. V'haraya, alat sad that the Tanai is fulfilled. You want the Maisa, you want the Chalos to take effect. You want the Maisa to be valid, so you do have das for this Maisa. It's just you want to stipulate. You want to make this das conditional. So that's a chiddush that you're able to do that. If you do a Maisa, and you have das for that Maisa, v'haraya, you want the Maisa to be chal in certain circumstances, so then what gives you the right to stipulate that it should only be chal in certain circumstances, and in other circumstances it can't be chal? The answer is, that's the Parsha of Tanayim. It's Exeris HaKosov. The Parsha of B'nai Gadim B'nai Ruvain teaches us the Chiddush that you have the ability to have a Das Al Tanai, to stipulate that you don't give your Das in all circumstances. But that's a Chiddush HaTorah. Dr. Ramban, when do I need that Chiddush HaTorah? That's only Beino Levein Chaveiro. If I'm undergoing a Mekachu Memka, I'm trying to sell my property, that's Beini Levein Chaveiro. It's between me and someone else. So between me and someone else, then the Torah has the institution of Tanai. The rules of Tanai, I have to formulate the Tanai in a certain way. There has to be a Tanai Kofel, has to be both sides, the positive and the negative. If the following happens, then the Maisa will be Kaim. If the following doesn't happen, the Maisa won't be Kaim. I need Tanai Kodim L'Maisa, that the condition is mentioned before the Maisa. I can't say, it should be a good Maisa if something happens. No, I have to say, if the following happens, then the Maisa should be Kaim. The Tanai has to be before the Maisa. There are rules of Tanaim that are learned out of the parasha of B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain. Why do I have all the rules? I can stipulate. So once you hear my stipulation, so then the mecha should be ala Tanai, and it should only be valid if the Tanai is fulfilled. The answer is the whole parasha of Tanai is a chiddush. Because who says I'm able to make a das al Tanai? I can't give my das conditionally. I want this maisa to be chal. V'haraya ala tzad that the Tanai is fulfilled. The Maisa is going to be Chal. So I really have full das for this Maisa. I just want to stipulate. What gives me the right to do that? The answer is, it's a Chiddush HaTorah. But that Chiddush HaTorah, Zokta Ramban, is only said by a Tanai Bein Olav Ein Chaveru. But by a Tanai Bein Olav Ein Atzmo, you don't need the Parsha of Tanai. Why don't you need the Parsha of Tanai? So he says, Hatan Nosen, Shari Midaito Hisna, Verot Zahula Kayim Tano. Because in a Tanai Bein Olav Ein Atzmo, the person's expressing his das to himself. He knows what his das is. When we're talking Beino Levein Chaveiro, so the other individual is not responsible to read my mind. The Torah is saying that if I do a Maisa Al Tanai, then I'm expressing a Das for this Maisa. It's almost like Rabbi Willer used to say that the whole parasha of Tanai is like you're pressing on the accelerator in the car, and Tanai is a brake. Right, you're pressing on the brake with your second foot. I know you're not supposed to drive a car that way. But if you press on the accelerator with one foot, with your right foot, then you're pressing on the brake. You're trying to make the brake stop the car. Car is moving forward. You want to stop the brake. So you got to have good brakes. If your brake is faulty, then what's going to happen? You've pressed on the accelerator. So you pressed on the accelerator, that car is going forward unless the brake is strong enough to stop. So if this is a Dover Shebeino Levein Chaveiro, I have to express my das properly to the other individual. If I don't express my das lefi the mishpah de hatanaim of the Torah, then we treat it as though you really didn't stipulate properly. We don't know that your das is really al tanai. Maybe you really have full das, and that's why you didn't stipulate according to the rules of the Torah. But that's beino levein chaveiro, because the other person is not mechuyev to read my mind. I have to stipulate properly with all the mishpah de hatanaim of the Torah in order to demonstrate that I have das only under a certain condition. But if we're talking Beino Levein Atzmo, who do I have to stipulate with? Myself? I don't have to read my own mind. I know what's in my mind. So when I make a Tanai, is that really working based on the rules of Tanoim and Kol HaTorah Kula? Zokta Ramban, no. It's not based on the rules of Tanoim and Kol HaTorah Kula. You know what it's based on? It's based on a different principle. What's that principle? One word. Does anyone know? It's not the principle of Tanai, but rather it's a different principle. Any thoughts? The principle is tos. It's a mistake. I don't need the rules of Tanai. Let's say I'm makdish a barrel. I say this barrel of wine should be kadosh. B'kdushas bedek habayis, let's say, right? It should be hektish. And it turns out the barrel is water. I made a mistake. It's not wine. So would you say, oh, it's kadosh because you were makdish the barrel? No, it's ridiculous. If I said I'm makdish this barrel of wine, and it turns out it's not a barrel of wine, it's a barrel of water, so then that's a tos. I never had das for that. I don't need the rule of Tanai in order to determine what my das is if the whole chalos is beino levein atzmo. If it's beino levein atzmo and my das is not fulfilled, then that chalos is botel midin tos. I don't need the principle of Tanai over here. It's obvious that it's botel. Mishum tos. I don't even have to be a bailim for it to be batel. Because when I'm talking beino levein atzmo, I don't have to express my das lefi the mishpatei atzmaim of the Torah. As long as I know what my das is, so then if my das is not fulfilled, then it's a tos. It's no different than if I'm makdish something, and it turns out that it's a different object. I'm makdish yayin, and it turns out it's chometz. I'm makdish water, and it turns out it's wine. It's not going to work, because obviously I had in mind a certain thing. So beino levein atzmo, I don't need mishpatei atzmaim, because I don't need tanai at all. It could be the answer for the Avnei Nezer is simple. We're so hung up with this idea that how can the Avnei Nezer suggest to make a Tanai in Afikoman? How can you make a Tanai, but you're not a Bailim? Okay, so one answer we said is you really are a Bailim, it's just you can't do it Aydei Shaliah for technical reasons. But you don't even need that. According to the Ramban, you could say that even if you're not a Bailim, let's say we'll suggest the Torah is the Bailim over the mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bailim over the mitzvah, you're not really the Bailim. But so what? It's a Dover Shebeino Levein Atzmo. And if it's a davar shebeino levein atzmo, you never need a tanai bechlal. It's going to be batel. If your das is not fulfilled, it's batel midin tos. So if it's batel midin tos, then you don't even have to be a bailim to so to speak, make a tanai over here. You're not really making a tanai bechlal. The only time that I have to be a bailim is to be able to make a tanai lefi the chiddush haTorah. But if beino levein atzmo, we don't need tanai, but rather it'll be batel midin tos. Then it turns out that even if I'm not a bailim and I wouldn't have the cost to make it tonight, but I don't need it tonight. It can be batel midin tos anyway. So the quote unquote tonight, we'll call it a tonight, but it's not really a tonight. The das that I've expressed, the al tonight, is going to determine when the afikoman is actually going to be the mitzvah. Okay, so these are the two approaches that we can suggest to answer to explain the Avnei Nezer's second assumption. How can you make a tanai in mitzvahs? Well, so first of all, you have to assume kavanah does play a role in this mitzvah, as we described. But the fundamental question is, how can you make a tanai if you can't do it ayideh shaliach? The answer is, either you're a bailim, even if you can't do it ayideh shaliach, you're still a bailim. And if you're a bailim, you can make a tanai. Or the answer could be that by a tanai bein ol levein atzmo, I don't really need the parsha of tanai. It works midin tos. If it works midin tos, even if I'm technically not a bailim, it's not going to be a problem. The quote-unquote tanai is going to work midin tos anyway. Questions? Ephraim Klein.
Can I just explain again how tos is working in our case?
The principle of tos is just a code word for saying that my das does not have to be formulated based on the technical rules of the Torah's Mishpatei HaTanai. My das is known to me, and when I'm talking beini levein atzmi, then if I express a certain wish, then that wish comes true. Only if my feelings are fulfilled, so then the maisa that I'm doing is going to be chal. When I'm talking beino levein chavero, so then, because the whole parasha of Tanayim is a chiddush haTorah, it has to be formulated properly. But if I'm talking beini levein atzmi, I don't need the formulation. I mean, one could even say that even a tanai belev should work beino levein atzmo. But even if we won't go that far, even if we'll say you do have to express something, because expressions, when I take the thoughts in my heart and I express them, so that shows a measure of seriousness. But even though you have to express it, perhaps, but you don't have to express it with all the mishpatei atanayim, that the tanai comes before the maisa, that you have a tanai kofel, who needs all that? If I'm expressing something, so clearly I have das only in a certain circumstance. So that's enough to control the mitzvah that I'm doing. So the mitzvah that's beini levein atzmi, even if I'm not a bailim to make a tanai, I don't need a tanai. Tanai is a technical concept. Tolos just means that if my das is not fulfilled, then the whole thing was a mistake. And that's the case over here. I say, if Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is correct, so I want the Afikoman to be before Chatzos. And if he's incorrect, I don't want the Afikoman, the mitzvah of Afikoman to be fulfilled before Chatzos. So do I need Mishpatei Atnayim? Do I have to be a Bailim to do that? No, because clearly this is a mitzvah that relates to me. So if Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is not correct, obviously it's a toast. The whole thing was a toast. I ate the Afikoman before Chatzos, but it's a mistake. It's a mistake because clearly I wouldn't want to be Yotzei then. Because I'm eating the Suda later. So it's understood from my Maisa that I wouldn't want to be Yotzei then. So if it's understood from my expression, from my Maisa, so then even though technically I can't make a Tanai, because I'm not a Bailim, who cares? I don't need a Tanai. If it's Bein Olav Ein Atzma, there's no need for Tanai Bechlam. Okay. This concludes the Sugya of eating Afikoman before Chatzos. Okay. Let's move on to the next sugi. So the Gemara says on Kuf Chaf Amad Aleph, Amar Rava, Matzah Bizmanazeh Daraisa, Umar Drabonim. Rava says that Matzah Bizmanazeh is Daraisa, but Mar is only Drabonim. So in fact, the Gemara, Maishna, Mar, the Chsiv Amatzah, Sumrorim Yochlu, Bizmandi Ika Pesach, Yesh Mar, Ubizmand Leka Pesach, Leka Mar. Matzah Nami, Yachsiv Amatzah, Sumrorim Yochlu. The same pasuk that tells us that Mar Bizmanazeh, since it's not in the context of Pesach, it's only the Rabbanan, that same pasuk tells me that Matzah Bizmanazeh should be the Rabbanan as well, because there's no Pesach. Says Zok Drava, no. Matzah mehader hoder bekarah ba'erev tochel matzahs. The Torah has another pasuk, ba'erev tochel matzahs, which tells me that Matzah Bizmanazeh is going to be daraisa, even though there is no carbon Pesach, but there's a special pasuk to tell me that Matzah is still daraisa. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar Echad Zeh Ve'Echad Zeh D'Rabbanan. Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, no, that Matzah Bizmanazeh is Taka D'Rabbanan. Ay, Ela Haksiv Ba'erev Toch L'Matzos. What's Rav Acha bar Yaakov going to do with the Pasuk Ba'erev Toch L'Matzos? Ha'i Meboyle L'Tomei V'Shahoyah B'Derech R'Chokah. He's going to use that for Tomei and Mishahoyah B'Derech R'Chokah, meaning someone who is potter from bringing a Karban Pesach. Either he's Tomei, or he's outside of the Azara, so he's potter from bringing the Karban Pesach. So I would think the Salgadai Tachamina cave in the Pesach lo achli matzu mara nami lo nechol kamash malon. I would think that if he doesn't eat the carbon Pesach, then he doesn't have to eat matzah and mara either. So kamash malon by erev tochel matzahs, that tells me that no, he has a chiv of matzah. The Rava, and what's Rava, how's Rava going to know that Tomei and Hoya b'derech hachokah achayv in matzah? The Rava amar lecha, Tomei v'shoya b'derech hachokah lo tzorech krad lo gora me'orel u'benecha. Tomei and Hoya B'derech Chachoka, people who are potter from the Karban Pesach, are no worse than Orel and Ben Necher. Someone who doesn't have a bris milah, or someone who's a Ben Necher, that doesn't mean he's a goy. That means he's nisnakru ma'isav la'avishav Hashemayim, he's a mumer, he does averis. So there's a gzeris akosav that he can't eat from the Karban Pesach. So, but the din is that an Orel and a Ben Necher does eat from Matzah and Marah. So Rava will say, I don't need Ba'erev Tochel Matzahs to teach me that a Tomei and Mishahai B'derech Hachoka still eats from Matzah. They're no worse than an Orel and a Ben Necha. The Tanya, Kol Orel, Lo Yochal Bo, Bo Eino Ochel, Aval Ochel B'Matzah U'Morar. The Orel and the Ben Necha don't eat from the Karban Pesach, but they do eat Matzah and Morar. Zokt Rava, Tomei and Hoya B'derech Hachoka are the same. They also don't eat from the Karban Pesach for different reasons. But they also don't eat from the Karban Pesach. But nevertheless, Bo Eino Ochel, Aval Ochel B'Matzah U'Morar. So I don't need Ba'erev Tochel Matzahs to teach me that Tomei and Hoya B'derech Hachoka still eat matzah. So I have Ba'erev Tochel Matzahs left over to teach me what? To teach me that Bizman Hazeh, there's a mitzvah daraisa to eat matzah. The Idach, and what's Rav Acha Bar Yaakov going to say? Why does he need the... Why does he say that you need Ba'erev Tochel Matzahs to teach me Tomei and Hoya B'derech Hachoka? They're no worse than Orel and Ben Echar. Zok de Gemara, Ksiv Bahai, Ksiv Bahai. Utsrichi. He'll say that you need both Psukim. Because if you only have one Pasuk, you'll think the Pasuk is going on Orel and Ben Echar. That they can't eat from the Karban Pesach, but they do eat matzah. Why do they eat matzah? Because they're never going to be able to eat from the Karban Pesach. They won't be able to eat from the Karban Pesach, even in Pesach Sheni. If they remain in Orel and a Benecha, they won't be able to eat from Pesach Sheni as well. But Tomei and Hoya B'derech Hachoka, they'll be able to eat the Pesach Sheni. So you would think that if it's only one pasuk, you'll think that the pasuk is referring to Orel and Benechar. Only they eat matzah and mor, because they'll never be able to eat from the Karban Pesach. But Tomei and Hayav Derech Chokah, maybe they don't eat matzah and mor, because they'll be able to bring the Karban Pesach later, and they'll eat matzah and mor then when they bring the Pesach Sheni. So Kamashul in the second pasuk to tell me that no, Tomei and Hayav Derech Chokah also will eat from the matzah and mor on Pesach Rishon. They'll eat from the matzah and mor even though they don't bring the Karban Pesach. And this is the Gemara. Gemara quotes Machlokas Amoraim as to whether matzah bisman hazeh is daraisa. Do we darshin from the pasuk b'erev tochel matzos that matzah bisman hazeh is daraisa, or do we use that pasuk to teach me that tamei and hayav b'derech chokah bisman shebeis hamikdash kayim, when they're not bringing the Karban Pesach, they still have a chiyuv of matzah and mor daraisa, but bisman hazeh maybe matzah would taka b'derabban. So now the Gemara quotes a raya to Rava. We paskin like Rava, that matzah bisman hazeh is daraisa. So the Gemara says like this: Tanya kavose de Rava. Sheishes yomim tochal matzos ubayom ashvi yatzeres l'Hashem Elokecha. So the pasuk mentions achilas matzah only by sheishes yomim, not by yom ashvi. So it sounds like shvi, there's no mitzvah of matzah. So zok de brayse mashvi rishus, af sheishes yomim rishus. If shvi is rishus, so why shouldn't sheishes yomim be rishus also? My timer. Avidavah shayi b'chlal v'yotzman akal l'lamed lo l'lamed alatzmi yotze ela l'lamed ala klal kuli yotze. What happened? Shvi'i was b'chlal. Yom ha-shvi of Pesach was b'chlal the rest of the Yom Tov. And it should have been chayiv and matzah. But now, Yom ha-shvi yatzeres l'Hashem Elokecha, the pasuk says shvi, there's no chayiv of matzah. So shvi was b'chlal, and then it was yotzman akal. That comes to be melamed not just on itself, but on the whole klal. Meaning, just like shvi is rishus, so sheishes yamim should be rishus as well. So not only should shvi be rishus, but the whole yom tov of Pesach, it should only be a rishus to eat matzah. Maybe there's no chiyuv to eat matzah at all. So, frak the gemara yochel aflayla harishon rishus. Could the first night also be a rishus? No, tamad lomra matzah simrom yochlu. There's a chiyuv, a matzah simrom. You have to eat matzah and morah with the Karban Pesach. Obviously, the first night is a chiyuv. It's not a rishus. Ein li ela bezman shebeis hamikdash kayim, bezman shein beis hamikdash kayim minayin, tamad lomra be'erev tochlu matzahs, hakosuv kav v'chova. Zok the gemara, sheishes yamim tochlu matzahs, v'yam ha-shvi yatzeres l'Hashem Elokecha, the fact that the Torah was motzi shvi'i from the klal of sheishes yom tochal matzos, it sounds like shvi'i is a rishus, that you don't really have to eat matzah then. It's not a chiyuv. So if shvi'i was yatzman aklal, that's melamed ala klal kulo, that even sheishes yomim is also rishus. But if that's the case, so then even yom arishan, even laila arishan should be rishus. So says the gemara, no, matzos and rom yochlu tells me that Belel Rishon on the Leil Haseh there, Matz and Mara are a chiyuv. Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. And Ba'erev Tochlo Matzos teaches me that Matzah, at least Matzah, Bizman Hazeh, is a chova as well. It's a chiyuv minat Torah on the first night. And that's Shitas Rava. So that's the Tani Kavase de Rava that we pass in the Matzah Bizman Hazeh Daraisa. What comes out of this Braisa is something fascinating. That the Gemara seems to say that matzah bisman hazeh is daraisa, like Rava. We learn from Ba'erev Tochel Matzos. But the rest of the days, matzah is a rishus. What does that mean? What does that mean that matzah is a rishus? So at first glance, it doesn't mean anything. Right? Pashat Pshat is it doesn't mean anything. It means that there's no mitzvah at all. Right? It's completely voluntary to eat matzah. The Pashat Pshat in the Gemara is that matzah is completely rishus. You can eat potatoes, you can eat fruit. If you want to eat bread products, so then you have to eat matzah, not chametz. But it's not like matzah has any mitzvah component to it at all past the Seder night. That's the poshup shot in the Gemara. And that's actually how Rashi and the Rashbam both learn. Take a look at the Rashbam. Rashbam says, Av sheishes yom rishus, shimrotza lecho bosa belo lechem, o lehisanos harishus biyado. Someone wants to eat meat. Right, if you want to eat meat, you want to fast. Right, if you want to eat meat without any bread, you don't want to wash. I know a lot of people who don't like to wash. It's too complicated. It's too long. They love to bench, but you know they don't have the time to bench, and they want to bench with kavana, like a person is supposed to. So they don't want to have bread now. So you can eat a lot on Pesach without having matzah. You can have cheese, and you can have a basar, v'dogim, and you can eat a lot. So, says the Rashbam, that's what it means. Avshesh is yamim rishus. That it's a rishus to eat matzah. You don't have to eat lechem. You don't have to eat a bread product. You can have basar. And if you don't want to eat anything, you can fast too. That's an interesting idea. It's chalamoy, but okay. The Rashbam is basically saying there's no mitzvah to eating matzah on the rest of the days of Yom Tov. That's how the Rashbam understands. That's how Rashi understands as well. And that's what the Meiri says. You take a look for a moment in packet 32. The Meiri on the Tzadi Aleph Amid Beis. Meiri writes, "Ukfar yadata shehamatza in chiyuva kol shiva elalayla harishon bilvad." Hashaar hayomim kol she'eno ochel chametz ochel mashayirza. Zok the Meiri, for the rest of the days of Pesach, there's no mitzvah component to the matzah at all. As long as you don't eat chametz, you're fine. You can eat anything. There's no inyan of eating matzah at all. The Meiri seems to be echoing the approach of Rashi and the Rashbam, that there's really no component of mitzvah to the matzah except on the first night. And that's what the Braisa here on Kuf Chaf is saying. That Sheshes Yamim Rishus means it's Mamash Rishus, there's no mitzvah component b'chlo. Comes the Vilna Gaon, and he disagrees. He didn't actually write this up, but in the Maisa Rav, which is a collection of different minhagim, nihugim of the Gaon, so they quote a perish of the Gaon. This is in packet 32 there, and page 3. In Os Kuf Pehe, in the Maisa Rav, they write, Shivas yamim tochel matzos, kol shiva mitzvah. Kol shiva mitzvah. Sounds like it's against the Gemara in Psachim, and Av Kuf Chaf. The Gaon in the Maaser Rav says, Shivas yamim tochel matzos, kol shiva mitzvah. The entire Yom Tov of Pesach, there's a mitzvah matzah. Aye, but we know the Gemara says, Sheshes yamim rishus. Ve'eno kore la rishus, ela lagabe laila rishona shichova. U mitzvah lagabe chova rishus karila. What does the Gemara say? What does the Braisa say that Sheshes Yamim is a Rishus? It doesn't really mean it's a Rishus. It just means that it's not a Chova. On Leil HaSeder, it's a Chiyuv to eat Matzah. The rest of Yom Tov, it's not a Chiyuv, but it's not a Rishus in the classical sense. It's not Mamash Rishus, that you can do what you want. No, there is a Mitzvah. There's a Mitzvah to eat Matzah. The entire Yom Tov of Pesach, says the Vilna Gaon. Ah, Chiddush. There's a Mitzvah to eat Matzah the entire Yom Tov of Pesach. So why does the Gemara call it a Rishus? No, Legabi Chova, it's a Rishus. It's not a Chova. So it calls it a Rishus because it doesn't have another word. To call it a mitzvah, that's going to confuse people. You won't be able to distinguish between mitzvah and Chova. So it calls it a Rishus, but it doesn't really mean it's a Rishus. It's just not a Chova. It's a mitzvah. It's a middle ground. The two extremes are Chova and Rishus. But Zok the Gaon, that's not what Matzah is. When the Gemara says Rishus, it really means the middle ground. It's a mitzvah. It's neither Chova nor Rishus. It's really a mitzvah. Aval Pikeni says mitzvah midoraisa. The mitzvah daraisa, not even a derabban, mitzvah daraisa. It's a mitzvah daraisa of the Gaon to eat matzah a whole Yom Tov of Pesach. Every extra kazayas that you eat, the Vilna Gaon says throughout the Yom Tov of Pesach, you're makayim a mitzvah. Wow, that's quite a chiddush. That's quite a chiddush. The Gaon reinterprets the lashon of Rishus in this braisa. Mashvi Rishus Avsheshes Yamim Rishus. What does that mean? It doesn't mean that it's really a Rishus. You can do what you want. You can be Misane. You can eat Basa. I mean, you can eat Basa below Lechem. But you'll be missing something if you do that, says the Gaon. You'll be missing a mitzvah. It's not an obligation, but it's at least a mitzvah kiyumis, if you will. You will fulfill a mitzvah if you do eat matzah throughout the Yom Tov of Pesach. They say a little bit later in the Maaser Rav, "V'hoya mechabev ma'od mitzvah achilat matzah kol shiva uviyom tov achron haya ochel suda shlishis, aval bishlo haya ochel shalosh sudas b'shar yom tov b'mechavivas mitzvah achilat matzah shezmano holichlo." The Vilna Gaon would be machmir to have a shalosh sudas on yom tov achron shal Pesach. We spoke a number of weeks ago about shalosh sudas on yom tov. Is there a din of shalosh sudas only on Shabbos or maybe even on yom tov? Ichlu Hayom, does the Pasuk Ichlu Hayom apply to Yom Tov or only to Shabbos? Remember the Prisha? We talked about the Prisha on the tour, a whole discussion. So the Vilna Gaon was not Makbid. It says in Meisa Rav. Vilna Gaon was not Makbid to have Shalosh Sudas on any other Yom Tov, but on Achron Shal Pesach. Just on Achron Shal Pesach. On the first day of Yom Tov, he didn't have a Shalosh Shittos. But on Achron Shel Pesach, he was makbe because of Chibuv HaMitzvah. Chibuv of the Matzis. Shezmano Holechlo. The Mitzvah is going to end. The Mitzvah is leaving him. So he used to have a Shalosh Shittos on the last day of Pesach. It shows you how seriously the Gaon took this Mitzvah, that he tried to eat matzah as much as he could. He would have a matzah meal in order to have more and more kezeis matzah to fulfill the mitzvah throughout the Yom Tov of Pesach. This idea of the Vilna Gaon is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Ayin Hei in Hilchos Pesach writes at the end there in Siv Zayin, "Ein chiyuv achilas matzah ela belayla harishon bilvad." There's no chiyuv achilas matzah except on the first night. That's the Shulchan Aruch. So comes the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Mem Hei. He says bilvad. Ubeshem ha'gura kasu de'akoponim mitzvah iko lechol matzah kol shiva ela she'eino chiyuv. Says the Mishnah Berurah, they quote from the Vilna Gaon that there really is a mitzvah to eat matzah kol shiva, the entire Yom Tov. It's just not a chiyuv. It's a mitzvah, it's not a chiyuv. That's why the Gemara calls it a reshus, because it's not a chiyuv. But it's not saying it's mamash or reshus ba'alma, but rather there is a mitzvah kiyumas, there is some kind of fulfillment of a mitzvah. Now, the truth is, this idea of the Vilna Gaon is not really such a foreign concept. His perish on the Braisa is a big chiddush, but the fact that he says that there is a mitzvah of matzah, even after eating the kezayis of matzah on the Seder night, we find precedent for this. We find precedent for this at least on the Seder night. What do I mean? So the Bach quotes the Maharal Prague. The Bach, in packet 32, on page 2. Hashamash tzorech haseba. The Gemara in Daf Kuf Ches talks about the shamash, someone who's serving other people. Baya de ifshita sham, there's an ibaya de ifshita in the Gemara in Daf Kuf Ches amebeis. Does a shamash require a seba? Does a shamash, someone who's serving, does he have to recline when he eats the matzah, when he drinks the dalakosos? So the Gemara Daf Kuf Chesam and Aleph says, Tashma the Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Hashamash ochel kezayis matzah kshumeisiv yotza. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi says that if the shamash eats a kezayis of matzah beheseba, then he's yotza yischiv. Kosav Maral Prague says the Bach, the Medaka Amar b'Gemara, Hashamash ochel kezayis matzah kshumeisiv yotza, the mashma d'yevet yotza. Yotza is mashma loshen d'yevet, that if the shamash eats a kezayis of matzah, then he can be yotza. But it sounds like it's only the Yevet. Why is it only the Yevet? L'chatchila. He eats the kezayis of matzah be'aseba, then he's yotze. What's the problem? Yeroa zokta maral miprag, the dafka hashamish, shemishamish livnei hasuda ve'i efshelo lohosev yotze ba'achilas kezayis echad be'aseba. Til gabi hashamish avi the Yevet. Avol shah kol odom yosev l'chatchila kol pam she'ochel matzah. The kol ha'achila shel ha'matzah filu ochel harbe, ha'kol hu b'mitzvah achas. Ha'kol hu mitzvah achas. V'yoseh tov shiyeh kol ha'achila osu b'mitzvah. Wow. Maral is a mordek ha'chidish. He says, the loshen of the Gemara, shamash sha'ochel kezayis matzah be'aseh be'yotzah. Why does it use a loshen d'yevit, yotzah? He should say, ha'shamash ochel kezayis matzah be'aseh be'yotzah. Ha'shamash, mitzvah l'shamash lechol kezayis matzah be'aseh be'yotzah. Why does it say yotzah? Because it comes to tell you that it's only b'di'eved that you eat only a kezayis of matzah be'aseba. Because other people who are not the shamash, people who have the ability to eat more, the shamash is eating on the run because he has to serve people. But those individuals who are sitting at the seder and they can eat more than just a kezayis, avada they should eat more than a kezayis of matzah. Because every kezayis of matzah that you eat at the seder is an extension of Ba'erev Tochlu Matzos, is an extension of the mitzvah deraisa to eat matzah. You will fulfill a mitzvah for every single kezayis that you eat at the Seder. So for the shamish, he's in a b'di'evet situation, so he only eats a kezayis. For him, it's enough to have a kezayis. But for everyone else, l'chatchila, they should eat more than a kezayis, because every kezayis or matzah that they eat is another kiyum mitzvah. Zokta Maral, that's why the Gemara uses a lashon b'di'evet. That's why the Gemara uses Lashma the Yavin. Ukai Gavna Kosov Aram and Perek Zayin, and the Maral goes even further. That this is Meduik in the Rambam. V'zeh Lashono, v'eima say tzorech haseba b'shas achilas kezayis matzu v'shti asar b'kosos ha'elu, u'shar achilas u'shtiyosu, v'm heisev ha'rezim ha'shubach, v'm lav e'no tzorech. Zok the Maral, you see, it's meduyuk from the Rambam. Listen up. The Maral is saying it's meduyuk from the Rambam that the more matzah that you eat on the Seder night, the more you fulfill the mitzvah of Ba'erev Tochlo Matzahs. Wow. Right? Because that's what the Rambam says. Shara achilas ushtiyasim heisim harezim meshubach. It sounds like the achilas kezayis is the minimum. But the more matzah that you eat, the more you fulfill the mitzvah. That's what the Maral wants to suggest within the Rambam. So we do see from the Maral this yisod that there's an extension of the mitzvah of matzah. It's not just the kezayis, but the more you eat, the merrier. The more you eat, the more mitzvahs you can fulfill. It's interesting. The shita of the Maral is unquestionable. This is what he holds. His raya from the Gemara and from the Rambam are not compelling at all. Right, the raya that the Maral brings from the Gemara and the Rambam are not compelling. You could have interpreted the lashon d'yevet in the Gemara differently. Why does the Gemara use a lashon of b'di'evet? Hashama she'ochel kezayis be'asei be'yatsa. Why is it only b'di'evet? What should he do more? The Maral seems to say it's b'di'evet because the more matzah you eat, the more mitzvahs of matzah you can fulfill. Is that the mitzvah that the Gemara is focusing on? What did we say from the Briskei Rav? Which mitzvah is the Gemara focusing on? That the more you do, the more mitzvahs you can fulfill. Which mitzvah is the Gemara focusing on? Anyone? What do you think? Morty Blau, what do you think? Which mitzvah is the Gemara talking about? Hashamish she'ochel kezayis be'asei be'yotzer. Which mitzvah is he talking about? He's talking about two mitzvahs there. Matzah and? Haseba. Remember the vart of the Briskei Rav? The Briskei Rav suggested within the Rambam that Haseba is not just a din prati, a tanai in the mitzvah of matzah, it's a din klali. It's a din klali that you want to show a derech eretz. Morty, that's what you meant? It's showing derech eretz through the Haseba? Haseba is a din klali to show cheres, and because it's a din klali, it applies not just to matzah and to dalet kosos, but to all of the achilas and shesiyah. The Rambam says, kol achilas ushtiyasum hesev arezim eshubach. And the Briskei Rav suggests that that's why the Gemara uses this lashon that hashamish she'ochel kezayis matzah be'asei be'yotzah. He uses a lashon of b'di'evet because lechatchila you can fulfill haseba even more so if you eat and drink more and more b'haseba. Not that you're fulfilling more mitzvahs of matzah, but that you're fulfilling more mitzvahs of haseba because you're doing more b'haseba. You're eating more b'haseba. The Maral would have us believe that the lashon b'di'evet in the Gemara is teaching me that the more matzah that you eat, the more mitzvahs of matzah you can fulfill. Not haseba. The more mitzvah of matzah you can fulfill. And the lashon of the Rambam, he says as well. What does that mean? That means that the more matzah that you eat, the more mitzvah of matzah you can fulfill. That's quite a chiddush. The Rambam doesn't talk only about achilasa. What does he say as well? Not just achilasa, but even what? Shtiyasa. Shtiyasa is dalet kosos. What would someone say that if you drank more than dalet kosos, you'll have more of a kiyum of dalet kosos? Fakert, we saw so many Rishonim that say that it's nira kamosav ala kosos. We don't want you to drink too much. So to say that the Rambam's Lashon implies that the more matzah you eat, the more kezeis of matzah you eat, the more you can fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, that's a tremendous chiddush. And it's not licked in the vert. It's not really lying in the words of the Rambam. Because the Rambam adds shtiyasa, not just achilasa, but shtiyasa as well. And no one would say that there's a greater kiyum of dalet kosos there. So why would you say that there's a greater kiyum of achilas matzah either? The Rambam's talking about haseba. There's a greater kiyum of the mitzvahs haseba. That's what the Rambam is picking up on. Not matzah and dalet kosos. So the rayas of the Maral are not so compelling. You could say that both the Gemara and the Rambam are focusing on haseba. That the more the merrier, the more you eat and drink haseba, the better. But not that the more matzah that you eat, the greater the kiyum of the mitzvah of matzah. But that's the Maral Shita. The Bach quotes the Maral, who says that all the matzah that you eat on the Seder night is a kiyum mitzvah. The more kezeis that you eat, the more mitzvah of matzah that you're going to fulfill. And at first glance, that's what the Vilna Gaon is suggesting about the rest of Yom Tov. The Maral is extending the mitzvah of matzah to all the matzah that you eat on the Seder night. But the Maral wouldn't go so far as to say that after the Seder you can continue fulfilling the mitzvah of matzah. He wouldn't say that on Yom Tov day, Yom Tov Rishon, the first day of Yom Tov, you have another Sudas Yom Tov, you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. You might be fulfilling a mitzvah of Sudas Yom Tov, but you're not doing a mitzvah of matzah on the day. And on Chol HaMoed, you're not necessarily doing a mitzvah. But comes the Gaon and says, no, there's a mitzvah then too. What's the mitzvah? So one could suggest that the Gaon is just extending the mitzvah of Ba'erev Tochel Matzah. He's saying, since the Torah says, Bayom, right, Sheshes Yomim Tochel Matzah, Sheshes Yomim Tochel Matzah is like an extension of Ba'erev Tochel Matzah. You're pulling, you're continuing the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah from the Seder night to the whole Yom Tov. It's just not a chiyuv. Ba'erev Tochel Matzah is a chiyuv, and the rest of the Yom Tov, it's only a reshus. It's a kiyum mitzvah. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. It's not a chova. It's not a chova, but there is a mitzvah involved. Okay, this is the opinion of the Gaon, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, lahalacha, that the Gaon would say that there is a mitzvah kiyumis throughout the Yom Tov of Pesach. What raya does the Vilna Gaon have? I'm sorry, Muri, question.
If we're extending the mitzvah on the first night, isn't the mitzvah on the first night a chova though?
Yes, but the pasuk shivas yamim matzos tochelu is saying that there is also a mitzvah the rest of Yom Tov. So I'm just suggesting that one possible approach within the Vilna Gaon is to say that it's the same mitzvah. Why would you assume it's a different mitzvah? Why would you assume it's a different mitzvah? But we're going to see Rishonim that talk about, take for example, the idea of bracha, right? To recite a bracha on the mitzvah of matzah. Would anyone think that there'd be a different bracha on Chol HaMoed as opposed to the first night? So we have in the Pasuk, there is no bracha, Chol HaMoed. But the question of reciting a bracha, Mistam, if you're reciting a bracha, it's the same mitzvah, because why would you recite a different, right? If it's a different mitzvah, you should recite a different bracha. Why should I say the same bracha on a different mitzvah? The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah on the second night of Chanukah is the same as the first night. It's just a different night, but it's the same basic mitzvah. So the same thing over here. It's a mitzvah achilas matzah, a mitzvah of the Seder night, but now we're extending that mitzvah in Zman to the rest of Yom Tov, because it says, Sheshes Yamim Matzos Tochelu. What's the raya of the Vilna Gaon? What's the raya? I mean, he can't just make this up. The Braisa says Rishus, but why should he interpret Rishus to mean that it's a mitzvah, it's just not a chova? So he tells you what his raya is. We glossed over that in the Maaseh Rav. He says, how do I know if it became mitzvah midaraisa? He says, V'chein Pirshu Yom Tov. V'chein pirshu yom tov eino tzarech os, Pesach b'matzah, sukkas b'sukkah. What is he talking about? Kein pirshu, they explain, so too they explain, that yom tov doesn't need an os, Pesach has an os in matzah, and sukkas has an os in sukkah. What's he referring to? So of course he's talking about wearing tefillin Chol HaMoed. Do we wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? Or do we not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? A major discussion in the Rishonim. So who's the Vilna Gaon quoting? Tosfos in Masechta Moikotin. Tosfos in Moikotin on Daf Yutesam and Aleph is trying to explain the Shita that you don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Why? What's it doing there on Daf Yutes? So it's there because the Gemara talks about that on Chol HaMoed a person is allowed to write tefillin. So the Rishonim are trying to figure out what gives you the right to write tefillin. Right, what gives you the ability, the zchus, to write tefillin on Chol HaMoed? We know that melach is osur on Chol HaMoed. If it's a davar ha'oved, if it's something pressing, then it's mutter, but if not, then it's osur. So if you can wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, then I get it. Then I understand why it's pressing to write tefillin if you don't have a pair. But if you can't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, then why is it so pressing? Why is it mutter to write tefillin on Chol HaMoed? So this is one of the rayas that the Rishonim give. It's not so compelling, because there are some Rishonim who say that maybe you're writing tefillin for after Yom Tov. It's just you're not going to have time, Matzah Yom Tov, to write a pair of tefillin. So we're really talking about putting on tefillin after Yom Tov, not on Chol HaMoed itself. But some Rishonim want to bring a raya from this Gemara that you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So that's what Tosfos says there on Daf Yutes. He says, Ubahalochos Gedolos. This is in the packet on page 6. Bahalochos Gedolos, the Bahag Pasak, the Asul Aniyach Tefillin B'Chol HaMoed. The Bahag says, you don't put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. ולתם שממית שבוסס ויומם טובים מיומם ימימה, it says, ושמרת את החוקה הזאת למועד מיומם ימימה. Some days, you're careful about this chukah azos, this tefillin, to question what chukah azos refers to, but if you assume it refers to tefillin, miyamim yomima. Miyamim yomima. It sounds like some days you wear tefillin, some days you don't wear tefillin. So if you darshan miyamim yomima is going on tefillin, so then I understand, it comes to be memayit shabosas in yom tov, you don't put on tefillin on Shabbos and yom tov. And mistaber shaper de memayit cholo shamoid, and it's also memayit cholo moid too. You don't put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Fine, that's one reason why you shouldn't put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Uleman de dorish milachol ha'os yotzu shabosos v'yamim tovim shein ba'atzman os. And according to those who say that you don't put on tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov because Shabbos and Yom Tov is an os, it says v'hoy la'os al yodcha, that tefillin is an os, but you don't have to put on the os of tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov because it's already an os, ki osi b'niu v'neichem. So what's the os on Chol HaMoed? Ki osi b'niu v'neichem means that there's an issa malacha. So what's the issa malacha on Chol HaMoed? Yesh lama lefi she'ein osa malacha ki im bedavar ha'aved. Maybe issa malacha is enough of an os on Chol HaMoed too. That's why we don't put on tefillin. Aval kasha, but Tosfos doesn't like that. L'may defrishes le'el de malachas Chol HaMoed midrabanan hechi m'maylo. If you hold the whole issa malacha on Chol HaMoed is only midrabanan, even for non-davar haviv, it's only midrabanan, so obviously that's not going to create an os daraisa to be mevatel you from the midst of tefillin daraisa. Yeshlama lefi she'ein osa malacha, I'm sorry, yeshlama hol v'ochel matzah v'yoshev besukah ein tzarech os. Says Tosis in Moi Katan, now tell you what the os is, it's not isa malacha. The os is not isa malacha, it's matzah on Pesach and yeshiva sukkah on Sukkos. This is what the Vilna Gaon is quoting. Yeshiva Sukkah on Sukkos, that's the os. Matzah on Pesach is the os. Matzah on Pesach? What is he talking about? Matzah on Pesach? You eat matzah is a mitzvah, a whole Pesach. We're talking about Chol HaMoed over here. Matzah is not a mitzvah, the whole Pesach. It's a mitzvah on the Seder night. What's Tosus saying? This is the Vart, says the Vilna Gaon. Tosus in My cotton is suggesting that matzah is a mitzvah kiyumis the entire Yom Tov of Pesach. So matzah is a mitzvah kiyumis the entire Yom Tov of Pesach. We understand that it's an os. We understand that it's an os. And that's why you're not going to put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, because we have the os of achilas matzah. This is the Rai of the Vilna Gaon. This is the Rai of the Vilna Gaon. It's not such a good Rai. It's not such a compelling raya. I mean, Tosis and Moed Katan clearly learns like this, but not everyone agrees with Tosis and Moed Katan. Tosis in Menachas, for example, understands the os of Chol HaMoed differently. Tosis in Menachas and Daf Lamed Vav says, Yotzu Shabbosos Yom Tovim Shein Atzman Kriyan Os Lo Mishum Dasir Basias Melacha Dafilu Chol HaShamoed Deshar Basias Melacha Ika Os BePesach Deoser BaAchilas Chometz. Ubesukas the chayev besukah. Sukas yichayev and sukah, but on Pesach, what's the os on Pesach? Zok Tosis, Menachis, Achilas Chametz, Isra Achilas Chametz. Tosis in Mesech the Menachis doesn't say mitzvah of matzah. He says Isra Achilas Chametz. Why? Because in Menachis, Tosis is assuming that there is no mitzvah to eat matzah the whole Yom Tov of Pesach. Clearly, Tosis is grappling with this issue. Is there a mitzvah to eat matzah on the entire Yom Tov of Pesach? Tosis in Menachah seems to assume that there is no mitzvah. So if there is no mitzvah to eat matzah the whole Yom Tov of Pesach, you can't say that it's an os. What's the os? There is no mitzvah. There's nothing to talk about. He had to come onto the Yisra Achilas Chametz. And the Rashba in Etshuva goes back to the original os that all the Rishonim are mentioning. The Yisra Melacham Chol HaMoed. He thinks the Yisra Melacham Chol HaMoed is the os. Clearly, he assumes that it's daraisa. Why does he have to go to the Yisra Melacha and Chol HaMoed? Why doesn't he just say the Yisra Achilas Chametz? Right? The Yisra Achilas Chametz, that's the os. Unclear. It's unclear. But one thing that's clear is that the Tshuvas HaRashba doesn't assume that there's a mitzvah of matzah on Chol HaMoed. Tosis in Moed Katan learns that there's a mitzvah kumas of matzah throughout the Yom Tov. That's why he says that the os of Pesach is matzah. Tosis in Menachas learns that the os is the Yisra Achilas Chometz. The Tshuva Sarashba learns the Isser is the Isser Malachan Cholamoid. So you see that the Rishonim are debating, is there really a mitzvah of matzah, the entire Yom Tov of Pesach? Tosis in Moikotin is like the Gaon, but the other Rishonim are disagreeing. The other Rishonim are saying there is no such os, because there's no such mitzvah. The mitzvah of matzah is only on the Seder night. The rest of the Yom Tov, it's mamash rishus. It's a rishus ba'amah. There's no mitzvah bechlal. So if there's no mitzvah bechlal, you can't call it an os. You can't call Pesach an os to patter you from tefillin the entire Yom Tov, unless there's another os, unless the Yisra Malach is an os, unless the Yisra Achilas Chametz is an os. But matzah is not going to be an os that's going to patter you from tefillin. So we see that the raya of the Vilna Gaon is not such a compelling raya. The Shita is a chiddush, it's a chiddush in the Lashon of the Braisa. The raya of the Vilna Gaon is also not such a compelling raya. So it's not at all clear. It's really a big chiddush that the Vilna Gaon has. Mitzvah Hashem on Sunday, we'll take a look at a famous Baal Amor. One of the most famous Baal Amors at the end of Psachim. The Baal Amor has a comment about the bracha. Should you recite a bracha on matzah? Why is it that we recite a bracha on Sukkah, an entire Yom Tov of Sukkot, and when it comes to Pesach, we don't recite a bracha on eating matzah the entire Yom Tov. The Baal Amor is a kasha, a very famous answer, and many discuss the Baal Amor in the context of the Vilna Gaon. That maybe we can bring a raya from the Baal Amor as to the fact that he's taking a stand on this question of the Vilna Gaon, as to whether there's a mitzvah of matzah throughout the Yom Tov of Pesach. So we'll look at that Baal Amor, Mitzvah Shem on Sunday, and then hopefully we'll also take a look at something else. That till now we've explained that the Vilna Gaon is assuming that there's actually a mitzvah kiyumis to eat matzah throughout the Yom Tov of Pesach. Maybe the Chumrah of the Vilna Gaon could relate to something else entirely. Maybe not to the mitzvah of matzah, but rather to the Isser Achilas Chometz. Take a look at the Rambam. There could be another reason to be machmer throughout the Yom Tov of Pesach to eat matzah, to be careful in one's eating of matzah, not because of the mitzvah of matzah per se, but because of the Isser Achilas Chametz. We're going to address both of these issues in Mitzvah Shem on Sunday.